there are so many different ways in which we will have to change our economy to reduce our reliance on carbon. In Kentucky, the most obvious one to focus on is energy because of our reliance on coal. So how will you manage this energy transition in a way that benefits disadvantaged communities, particularly those hit hardest by coal as as a source of revenue?
My partnership that I put together, I did the deal structure, I have developed the project. We'll put back together at least a couple hundred out-of-work coal miners in an industry of the future. And this is a big deal because had I suggested this 5 or 6 years ago, I might have been run out of Kentucky on a rail. But people know that while certainly we want to protect the coal jobs we have, the industry's shoulders are never going to be so broad again to support an entire region, which requires diversification. And renewable energy isn't the only answer, but it is one of the answers, along with healthcare and technology and tourism that will help us transform Appalachia. But I got to get back to this point that I really want to make sure I raise this. The utility scale renewable energy project that I'm doing is historic, and it's important because we wanted to knock a hole in the wall big enough for others to follow. But make no mistake, the future of renewable energy and making sure that it works for everybody is community solar. And so in a place where we are just a handful of years away from the battery technology being perfected that will permit the storage of a renewable energy, it raises the question, in an age where we will realize, and not just in our lifetime, but in the next several years, the democratization of power production, question is, who ought to own it? And I think the people ought to own it, not the investor-owned utilities. And this is going to be a big fight, and I hope that we can get everybody together to figure this out. But imagine living in a time and a place, particularly in Appalachia or West Louisville, where a lot of people are paying utility bills bigger than their damn mortgages. Like, that's a problem. And so as technology and leadership affords the opportunity to provide the democratization of power production, let's harness that. And so I just believe that the energy sector ought to exist for the benefit of the ratepayers. And we need a strengthened public service commission. And we certainly need a diversified energy portfolio in Kentucky.